Welcome to Counting Sheep Podcast. Today, we present a unique tale created with the Counting Sheep app, where your stories come to life with just a few taps. Find Counting Sheep on the iPhone App Store and start your own storytelling journey. Unlock your creativity and let the storytelling begin.
Barking Up the Wrong Tree. Chapter 1, The Newcomer. Rufus had seen many things in his life, but nothing prepared him for the spectacle of his first day at Barkington Dog Park. The gate swung open, revealing a posh, manicured lawn filled with dogs in outfits more suited for a catwalk than a play area. He sniffed disdainfully at the polished marble fountain in the center, which boasted a water feature shaped like a giant bone. "New around here, huh?" Fluffy, a Pomeranian with a diamond-studded collar and a fur coat that looked suspiciously like mink, trotted up to him. "Is it that obvious?" Rufus replied, arching an eyebrow. "Don't worry, you'll get used to it. I'm Fluffy," she said, wagging her fluffy tail, "and that's Muffy over there." Muffy, a Bichon with fur so pristine it practically glowed, sauntered over. "Vegan treats?" she asked, presenting a small tray adorned with what appeared to be doggy hors d'oeuvres. "What's wrong with regular old kibble?" Rufus grumbled, though he grudgingly accepted one of the treats. It tasted like a rubbery, sad attempt at a carrot. "Our owners are into holistic health," Fluffy explained. "It's all about balance and chakras and stuff." "Right," Rufus muttered, more to himself than to the overly enthusiastic Pomeranian. He was sure he could detect the scent of overpriced dog perfume wafting from her coat. As they meandered through the park, Rufus couldn't help but marvel at the absurdity. There was Trixie, a cocker spaniel, performing what looked like dog yoga poses on a tiny mat. Rufus watched in disbelief as she balanced precariously on one paw. "Trixie believes it realigns our doggy chakras," Fluffy whispered knowingly. "She's convinced it helps with digestion." Before he could respond, Darla, a prim and proper poodle, with the air of someone who had definitely seen the inside of a few too many dog salons, approached them. "Have you heard about the squirrels?" she asked in a hushed tone, glancing around as if to ensure nobody else was listening. "Squirrels? You mean the ordinary, nut-obsessed rodents?" Rufus asked, confused. "Not just any squirrels. These squirrels are different. There's a secret society of dogs who believe they're part of a grand conspiracy," Darla whispered conspiratorially. Rufus couldn't suppress a snicker. "Let me guess, you're a member?" "Oh no, I'd never engage in that kind of lunacy," Darla said, though her eyes said otherwise. Before Rufus could probe further, a commotion broke out near the fountain. A small dog, no larger than a loaf of bread, was causing a fuss. Trixie rolled her eyes and headed over to investigate, motioning for the others to follow. "What's going on?" Rufus asked, catching up with them. "It's the new fashion show, Judge, Mr. Paws. He's here to scout out the competition," Fluffy said excitedly. "He's very discerning." "Discerning? I'd call it deranged," Rufus muttered under his breath. Sure enough, standing atop the fountain's edge was Mr. Paws, a grumpy old bulldog with a monocle and an air of perpetual dissatisfaction. "My dears, I expect nothing but the highest standards," he barked, causing a few smaller dogs to wince. "Well, Rufus, you're in for a treat. Tomorrow's the annual dog fashion show. Everyone who's anyone will be there," Fluffy said, wriggling with barely contained excitement. Rufus sighed. He wasn't sure how anyone took this place seriously. Then again, he was the newcomer, and in this strange new world, he'd have to play along, if only to uncover this ludicrous squirrel conspiracy. Chapter 2, Fashion Faux Pas. The next day arrived with the anticipation of a royal wedding. The dogs were manicured, perfumed, and dressed to the nines. Rufus found himself forcibly dragged into a makeshift dressing room, where Fluffy and Muffy eagerly awaited his transformation. "Oh, you look dashing," Muffy squealed, holding up a tuxedo complete with a tiny bow tie. "I look ridiculous," Rufus retorted, eyeing the ensemble with a mix of revulsion and hilarity. "Nonsense," Fluffy chirped. "Just imagine, strutting across the stage while everyone applauds your sophisticated style." Moments later, Rufus emerged, dressed awkwardly in the tuxedo. He felt like a doggy version of James Bond, minus the gadgets and license to kill. The park now resembled a canine couture carnival. There were dogs in sequins, tulle, and velvet. Trixie was showing off her ballet skills in her tutu, twirling gracefully, or at least as gracefully as a dog could manage. Darla, bedecked in a sequined gown, was having a bit of trouble. "Help, she huffed, struggling to walk without tangling herself in the sparkly nightmare. "You look like a disco ball," Rufus observed, fighting back a smirk as he helped her untangle. "Not exactly subtle." "Subtlety is overrated," Darla snapped, though her tone suggested she was more worried about losing points for unintentional slapstick. Mr. Paws made his announcement from the fountain stage. "Ladies and gentle dogs, welcome to the annual Barkington Fashion Extravaganza." Rufus watched in disbelief as the other dogs paraded around in their extravagant outfits. There was an odd mix of pride and confusion on their faces. Then came Trixie's turn. She pirouetted, the tutu flouncing as she executed something that resembled a plié. "Bravo!" Mr. Paws exclaimed, clapping slowly. Rufus noticed, however, a squirrel-like glint in his eye. Darla's turn came next. She took a deep breath and strutted cautiously, only to lose her balance and fall spectacularly off the stage, sequins flying everywhere. "Point for effort," Mr. Paws hollered, trying not to laugh. Rufus couldn't take it anymore. His turn was next, and he was not about to perform a doggy dance routine. He walked confidently, or as confidently as one could when dressed like a canine secret agent. Mr. Paws nodded approvingly. "You have a certain rugged charm." "Thanks, I guess," Rufus replied, not sure whether to be flattered or insulted. Either way, he was grateful to be off the stage. The final results were announced, and unsurprisingly, Trixie took the top prize. Rufus, however, found himself presented with a shiny gold-plated chew toy, a consolation prize that was both amusing and bewildering. Rufus left the stage, shaking his head. "I think I've seen it all." "Oh, this is just the beginning," Fluffy said ominously. "Wait until you uncover the secrets of Barkington." And with that, Rufus resigned himself to the fact that this was his new reality, a place where dog fashion shows passed for entertainment and absurdity reigned supreme. Chapter 3, Squirrel Illuminati. Rufus wandered the park the next day, his mind still reeling from the absurdity of the fashion show. His thoughts were interrupted by the sounds of serious discussion coming from a cluster of trees. He took cover behind a bush and listened. "There have been more sightings near the benches," Fluffy's voice whispered urgently. "Right, and they're not just your average squirrels," Muffy added. "They're organized." Rufus stepped out, causing Fluffy and Muffy to yelp in surprise. "What's this all about?" Rufus asked, glancing around to ensure no one else was listening. "We think the squirrels are up to something," Fluffy explained, her eyes darting back and forth. "There's talk of a squirrel Illuminati." "Sorry, a what?" Rufus replied, incredulous. "They're plotting to take over the park," Muffy squeaked. Rufus sighed. "I think you're all nuts, literally." Just then, Trixie arrived with Darla. "We need to form a canine task force," Trixie declared, holding a crudely drawn Barkin chart. Rufus stared at the chart, a mix of curiosity and amusement. It depicted various squirrel surveillance zones with little paw prints marking the dog's patrol routes. "You can't seriously believe all this, do you?" Rufus asked, looking around at the enthusiastic faces. "We need you, Rufus. Your realism and skepticism might balance our enthusiasm," Darla said diplomatically, though Rufus suspected a hint of desperation. Reluctantly, Rufus agreed to join the so-called task force. The next few hours were spent implementing their squirrel watch strategy, which involved more than a few mishaps and tangents as they tried to observe the park's furry inhabitants without raising suspicion. Later, as the sun began to set, Rufus and Darla found themselves trailing one particularly elusive squirrel named Nutty. Nutty was renowned for his acorn juggling skills, and it seemed like half the park paused to watch his impromptu performances. "Typical. Distracting us with acorns while he plots behind our backs," Darla grumbled. Rufus chuckled. "Or maybe he just likes acorns." They followed Nutty until he suddenly darted into a dense thicket, leaving them scratching their heads and tails. "This is pointless," Rufus muttered, feeling the weight of his own skepticism. Then Trixie joined them with an idea. "We need to lure them out," she said, her eyes sparkling with determination. She suggested they set up a fake stash of dog treats to see if the squirrels would take the bait. Rufus thought it was absurd, but went along with it for the sake of humor. By the end of the night, the trap was set, and the park was filled with the whispered excitement of a canine reconnaissance mission. But just as they were about to catch Nutty in the act, Rufus's clumsy tail knocked over a water bowl, causing a ruckus. Nutty glanced their way, and in what Rufus swore was a smirk, he bounded away, leaving their plans in shambles once again. "Well, this has been productive," Rufus groaned. "It's all about the long game," Trixie replied sagely. "The truth will come out." Rufus simply rolled his eyes, half wondering if he'd somehow wandered into a surreal alternate universe. But as bizarre as it all was, he couldn't deny he was starting to enjoy the camaraderie and the infinite absurdity of Barkington Dog Park. Chapter 4, A New Leash on Life. The next morning brought an unexpected twist. As Rufus lazily stretched in the sun, a hulking figure approached. Baxter, a retired police dog with a reputation as tough as his bark, trotted over. "Heard about your little squirrel investigations," Baxter rumbled. "You too?" Rufus sighed, resigning himself to another session of nonsensical theories. "Actually, I came to clear things up," Baxter said, a rare hint of amusement in his gruff voice. "The squirrels? They're trained by the park's owner, for entertainment." Rufus blinked, processing this revelation. "You're telling me this whole time it's been a ruse?" "Yup, keeps the dogs engaged and makes for good stories when owners talk," Baxter explained. Fluffy and Muffy hurried over, having overheard their conversation. "So, the squirrels aren't planning an alien invasion?" Fluffy asked, both relieved and slightly disappointed. "Nope, just our park owner's idea of fun," Baxter confirmed. Rufus couldn't help but laugh, a real hearty laugh that felt like it had been bottled up for years. "I should have known," he said, shaking his head. As the truth about the squirrels spread, the mood in the park shifted. Fluffy, feeling more grounded, began to question her previously lavish lifestyle. "Do you think it's all been a bitch?" she asked Rufus as they sat beneath a tree. "Maybe just a tad," Rufus replied, a soft smile playing on his lips. The following day, Muffy decided to throw a park-wide apology party for the squirrels. It was an elaborate affair, complete with gourmet dog biscuits and a squirrel acrobatics show. Nutty and his friends were the stars, and they seemed to relish the attention. "Who knew squirrels had such talent?" Darla remarked, watching Nutty balance on a tennis ball. With all grudges forgotten, the park felt more harmonious. Trixie, ever the innovator, suggested a new rule. Only natural, au naturel, attire was allowed henceforth. It was a movement toward simplicity and authenticity. "You mean no more sequined gowns?" Darla asked, feigning shock. "Exactly. We're dogs, not runway models," Trixie declared, leading the applause. As for Rufus, he found solace in the park's newfound balance. Each day still brought its share of oddities and eccentricities, but there was a sense of genuine camaraderie that he hadn't felt in a long time. One sunny afternoon, as he lay by the fountain, he found himself appreciating the quirky community he once found so bewildering. Fluffy pranced by with a simple red bandana, Muffy was munching on a regular dog biscuit, and Darla, well, Darla was still Darla, perfectionist and all. "Oh, Rufus, I almost forgot," Trixie called out, bounding over to him. She handed him a small piece of paper. It read, "Golden Retriever of the Month." "What's this?" Rufus asked, bewildered. "For being the most adaptable and hilarious newcomer," Trixie said with a grin. Rufus shook his head, laughing. "Well, I guess that's something." The park might still have its absurdities, but for the first time, Rufus felt at home. As he watched Nutty juggle acorns while the other dogs cheered, he realized that sometimes embracing the chaos is the best way to find a new leash on life. And with that, Rufus had truly arrived at Barkington Dog Park, a place where the bizarre became the norm, and a grumpy old rescue dog found a family. The end.
As we wrap up this episode, we hope you enjoyed the captivating story brought to you by the Counting Sheep app. The power to create your own narratives is now at your fingertips, and you can explore endless possibilities with Counting Sheep, available on the iPhone App Store. Whether you're a seasoned storyteller or just starting your creative journey, this app offers a unique and engaging experience. Thank you for joining us, and don't forget to check out Counting Sheep to unleash your imagination. Until next time, happy storytelling.